Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now, today I'm taking back to King Henry VIII's reign. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 21st of October, 1536, during the Pilgrimage of Grace Rebellion, Lancaster Herald, on nearing Pontefract Castle, encountered a group of armed peasants. The peasants explained that they were armed to prevent the community and church being destroyed, for they said no man should bury, christen, wed, or have beasts unmarked without paying a tax and forfeiting the beast unmarked to the king's use. Now, before I tell you what happened next, I'll explain who Lancaster Herald was, and also what was going on during the rebellion at this time. The Lancaster Herald, or Lancaster Herald of Arms in Ordinary, to give it its full title, was and is an officer of arms of London's College of Arms. An officer of arms' duties included conserving heraldic and genealogical records, arranging and participating in ceremonies of state, such as coronations, and controlling armorial matters, i.e. issues to do with coats of arms. But heralds would also read out royal proclamations, and this is what Thomas Milner, Lancaster Herald, had been sent to the rebels to do. As I've explained in previous talks on the 1536 rebellion, the Pilgrimage of Grace rebellion was an uprising in the north, mainly in Lincolnshire and Yorkshire, which began in early October 1536. The rebels' grievances included the dissolution of religious houses, the rise of men like Thomas Cromwell and Richard Rich and their influence on the king and his government, and the promotion of churchmen who they saw as subverting the faith of Christ. By this day in 1536, the uprising had spread from Lincolnshire into the East Riding, West Riding and North Riding of Yorkshire. And the previous day, Pontefract Castle had yielded to the rebels and its inhabitants, which included its owner, Baron Darcy, and Edmund Lee, Archbishop of York, among others, had signed the rebel oath. However, the Lincolnshire rebels had dispersed on the 11th of October after the king had threatened them with charges of treason if they didn't. Lancaster Herald had been sent to Pontefract to read out a proclamation telling of how the Lincolnshire rebels had submitted to the king. After his encounter with the armed peasants, the Herald was able to continue on to Pontefract Castle, where he met with rebel leader, lawyer Robert Ask. Ask refused to let the Herald read out the proclamation, declaring that he and his people were intent on staying true to their cause and would be marching on London on a pilgrimage to the king to have all vile blood put from his council and noble blood set up again, to have the faith of Christ and God's laws kept and restitution for wrongs done to the church and the community used as they should be. Lancaster Herald asked for this in writing. According to the Herald, Ask then called for the oath he gave his people and said the articles were in it and delivered it to me, offering to put his hand to it. When the Herald did ask him to put his hand to it, Ask did so, saying with a proud voice, "This is mine act, whosoever say to the contrary." Lancaster Herald reiterated that he was required to read his proclamation to the people, but Ask would not let him, and instead offered him safe conduct out of the castle and town. The rebellion came to an end when Robert Ask dismissed his rebels in November 1536, after King Henry VIII promised that their demands would be met and that they would all be pardoned. Unfortunately, the king went on to break those promises. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 21st of October 1532, King Henry VIII left his sweetheart, Anne Boleyn, Marquess of Pembroke, behind in Calais while he travelled to Boulogne to spend a few days at the French court with Francis I. They had a bit of a bromance, really, with Henry calling Francis his beloved brother and Francis instructing his sons to be loving always to Henry. However, Anne Boleyn was disappointed with the situation. You can find out more about what was going on in last year's video. You'll find a link to that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.